Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The fantastic story of Indiana softball rolled on Wednesday night in West Lafayette as the Hoosiers swept a doubleheader with in-state rivals Purdue to improve to 15-2 in Big Ten play. The Hoosiers won Game 1, 1-0, and Game 2, 11-4. It showed a couple different ways how Indiana is making life rough on opponents in the Big Ten this season. This was the fifth conference sweep of the year, and Indiana's 15 wins so far are the most in a single year since 2011. Indiana finds themselves at 15-2 behind conference leaders Michigan, who check in at 13-1. Guess who's coming to town for a weekend three-game series this weekend? You guessed it. It's the Wolverines. Indiana will have their hands full, but Michigan, they've got some things to worry about as well. In Game 1 Wednesday, it was Taylor Uden who was the hero. She homered in the 1-0 victory. And junior pitcher Tara Traynor picked up her fifth shutout of the season. She is the reigning Big Ten Pitcher of the Week. She struck out 10 Boilermakers and scattered three hits. In game number two, freshman Maddie Westmoreland. She's the Big Ten Freshman and Player of the Week after destroying Penn State last weekend. She collected three hits and drove in three runs, and Uden scored four more runs to lead Indiana. Uden also hit a home run in game number two, her fifth of the season. Westmoreland has 10 home runs. Emily Gooden took the win. She had bullpen help from Emily Kirk, and Tara Traynor came in to pitch the final two innings to close the door. Indiana 11-4 winners, sweeping Purdue in the regular season two-game series. This weekend, first place Michigan is in town for a three-game set. Friday night at 6 o'clock, we'll kick it off. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Let's go!
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Last night, the Indiana Pacers fell to the Cleveland Cavaliers 98-95 in the Eastern Conference quarterfinals, Game 5 at the Quicken Loans Arena in Cleveland. LeBron James was the hero, as he usually is for the Cavs. He scored 44 points on the night, and none bigger than his game-winning three-pointer over Thaddeus Young as time expired, giving the Cavs a 98-95 victory. There is more to the story than meets the eye. The Pacers led by 7 at halftime, but gave up a 19-3 run in the third quarter and trailed by double figures even in the fourth quarter. The Pacers rallied back behind Domantas Sabonis, who came off the bench to score 22 points, none bigger than his 15-foot jumper to tie the game at 95 with under a minute to go. After forcing LeBron James out of bounds, the Pacers had a chance to win it, and they went to their star man, Victor Oladipo. He was only 2 of 14 on the night, but you knew he was going to have the ball in his hands for the final shot. Oladipo busted LeBron James to the basket, went up, turned inside, tried to lay it up with his right hand, and James blocked the shot off the glass. Goaltending? Maybe. The call? Not reviewable. Pacer fans don't get a break on the road against LeBron. Cleveland's final play, with 3.3 seconds left, was only going to one person. Victor Oladipo was guarding J.R. Smith on the play. LeBron James ran Thad Young off a screen, took two dribbles with 3.3 seconds, and swished the three-pointer as Young was caught up in the traffic. Game over. Cleveland will take a 3-2 series lead to Indianapolis for Game 6 on Friday night at 7 p.m. So close, but yet so far. The Pacers aren't out of it yet. They'll just need to win the final two games of this series. That's not easy, because Game 7 is in Cleveland. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.